We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. In these few moments, open up our ears. Open up our hearts. Speak to us. Help us hear you. Help us receive. Make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. Let my tongue not be hooked up to my mind. Let my tongue be hooked up to your spirit, to your heart. Help me speak that which you have ordained, that will lift somebody up, that will bring healing and restoration, that will bring deliverance, that will bring supernatural shift and turnaround. Touch your people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are in this little room and those that are across the airwaves with us, touch every life. Let no man or woman or boy or girl remain the same. Do an amazing work. We thank you, our Father. We give you all the glory and all the praise. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, and everybody shout a living amen. Come on, shout a living amen. You can do better than that. Woo! You can do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, I'm going to spend a very short time in the Word. But let's take our 2026 confessions first. That in itself is a message. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You can sit down while we take this. You don't have to stand up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's take that confession. It's a bit long, but it will be on the screen. So if you can, let's all take it together. And then we're going to spend just a little time in the Word of God. All right. My children are going to help me today. My ushers are going to help me. My ministers are going to help me. You guys are not going to sit there and let the children act up and let me have to say something from the pulpit, right? You are all going to do something, right? So I don't have to do anything here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my ministers. Amen. All right, let's take this confession together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here. And I am taking over, supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge. And underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me. And he will say, destroy them. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is the saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and in my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Come on, laugh with me. In this season, he's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he set them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. He's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Mara to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah is shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender. In this season is shifting and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. I speak life over God's people. I speak life over these families. I speak life over God's vision. I speak life over God's properties. I speak life over these precious people. I speak life in the name of Jesus. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here. And I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Woo, somebody shout hallelujah in this house. Come on, you believe you serve a living God. Shout a living hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. It won't be long. Tell your neighbor, say it will not be long. But God has something to say to you. So pay attention. Tell them, say, pay attention. Don't be distracted now. God has something to say to you. Hallelujah. I want us to read. Who's helping me today? Mariah. Thank you, Mariah. Let's go to, let's just a couple of scriptures here. Isaiah 61, verses 6 and 7. Let me read that first in the King James, and then I'm going to read that also in the New Living Translation. Isaiah 61, verses 6 and 7. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Verse 7. For your shame you shall have double. And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Amen. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Let's read this from the New Living Translation. Verse 6. You will be called the priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. You will feed on the treasures of the nations, and you will boast in their riches. There is no greater honor. There is no greater honor than for a human, a mere human, to be called a priest of the Almighty God. There is no greater honor on this earth. The President of the United States does not claim that honor. There is no greater honor on this earth than to be called a minister of God. The word minister is the original root servant. When God calls you his minister, God is calling you his servant. Amen. My friends, there is no greater honor on this earth than for people to call you a servant of the Almighty God. There's no greater honor. And God is very jealous over his servants. He said somewhere, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Don't touch them. Don't touch them with your words. Don't touch them with thoughts. Don't touch them with actions. Don't touch my servants. Don't touch my anointed ones. Don't touch them. God is very jealous over his servants. Because God's servants represent God's interest on this earth. When everybody gets up and goes about their business, God's servants are always about God's business. True, true servants of God. I'm not talking about fake, but where your so-called wannabe servant. Because everybody has a title now. If you just look on social media, everybody's prophesying. But the fact that somebody is prophesying does not make them a true servant of God. The fact that somebody has a big megaphone, the fact that somebody can speak loud, does not make them a genuine servant of God. Hallelujah. But when you are a true servant of God, God is jealous over you. God is jealous over your family. God is jealous over everything that concerns you. He said, don't touch my anointed. Don't touch them. Don't worry. Say, somebody say, but God, but they are doing wrong sometimes. God said, don't worry, I'll deal with them. But you, don't touch them. Don't touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Don't touch them. Then he said, you are the priest of God, of the Lord. You are ministers of our God. You will feed on the treasures of the nations and you will boast in their riches. That is, there are unconventional, unknown riches that are unavailable to the average human that God will make available to you because you are his servant, because you are his child. You will feed on the treasures of the nations and you will boast in their riches. The riches belong to them, but you will take it over and you will boast in it. You will not be excluded. You will not be excluded from the inheritance of the righteous. What rightly belongs to God's servants, what rightly belongs to those who are dedicated to the cause of the kingdom of God, will become your inheritance. Amen. There are things that are going to come into your life that you will not have to work for. You will not have to sweat for it. God will bring some supernatural things into your life that you will not be able to explain in any human way how that happened. It is a privilege. My friends, it's a privilege. It is such a privilege. To be called a servant of God, that's such a privilege. Unfortunately, many people in our world don't know. People laugh at servants of God. They mock at them. In fact, I know when I went into the ministry 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago, people didn't want to marry ministers, pastors, missionaries. It's like you are taking a vow of poverty. Like if they were real ministers and they came to ask for your daughter's hands in marriage, everybody in that family starts praying for that girl. No, seriously. It's the truth. Because everybody just believes it is over. But my friends, it is a privilege to be associated with God. When God sends you, when God appoints you, and when God sends you, you are set forever. You are set for life. If you are a true minister, if you are a genuine minister. Because God raises you up. Stay with me, folks. Stay with me. Because God raises you up to live a life of complete faith and confidence in him. Yes. He is your source. Yes, you may have a job on the side, but from the moment God calls you, that your job is no longer your source. From the moment God calls you, God becomes your source. God is your source of provision. God is your source of healing. God is your source of promotion. God is your source of preservation. God is your source of protection. I shared a story with you earlier on before I started preaching in this service. There is no way by any human standard, any human being could have known about that evil that was being cooked up. So many people have lost their lives through all this evil in the world. All of us have blind spots. There is no way. You cannot be your own protection. That's why for many of us, where we come from, people say, and they took me there too when I was young. I come from a deep Muslim family, but it wasn't just a deep Muslim family. It was also a family that was deep in occult. They took us to places. They said, let's do this for protection for you. Because you have a bright future. People will try to harm you. Let's do this for protection for you. None of those things could ever protect. No. Almost everybody I grew up with died mysteriously. I've shared some of those stories here before. My closest friend, closest cousin, Kazim. We grew up together. We did everything together. Everything together. Both of us lived in our early years because of the issues going on in our personal families, our parents' homes. They sent us to live with our uncle. We're little boys, little boys. With all that protection, with everything they did, for Kazim, Kazim died mysteriously. As a young man, he was working in the ship dock in Apapa in Lagos. Somebody just walked up to him and shot him. There is no explanation for a lot of things that happen on this earth. You cannot protect yourself. You are not responsible for your own preservation. But no matter the arrows that are flying, oh my God. The Bible says, no weapon that is fashioned against you will ever prosper. He said, you will be far from oppression. Your righteousness will be of me, he said. God is jealous over his ministers. You can't supply all the needs in your life. One time everything dried up. There was nowhere for Elijah. Even the ravens, the birds that were bringing him food, the brook, everything dried up. God said to Elijah, I have already commanded a widow in Zarephath. He never knew this widow from Adam. He did not have to lose sleep over where that next income was coming. Because God was his source. When you are a servant of God, God is jealous over your life if you are a true servant. There are privileges. There are honors that come to God's servants. One of those honors is the one we're reading about here. Look at that next verse, verse 7 in the New Living Translation. Look at what it says. It says, instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share. Somebody say, double share of honor is my portion. Say, it's a double share of honor is my. Say, I'm a true servant of God. Double share of honor is my portion. He said, you will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Somebody say, but everlasting joy is mine. Say it again. Say, everlasting joy is mine. There are privileges that are available to God's servants. There are two requirements to enjoy those privileges. Your title does not confer the ability to enjoy those privileges. Just the fact that people call you bishop, pope, priest, pastor, whatever, prophet, does not qualify you. When you are a servant of God, there are two things that qualify you to enter into the full blessing, the full portion. My friend, it is a mystery, this double portion. It is a mystery. But when you enter into it, you know. It is a mystery, but when you enter it, you know. Glory to God. There are two things that qualify you for these privileges. One of those two things we talked about for like 2 or 3 weeks Earlier on, I think in May, during our Brother Sam's 60th, his big celebration, we talked about it. Deacon Uche's 50th celebration? Father's Day, we talk about it. You've heard a lot about one of them. Who can remind me what that one is? You've heard a lot about it. We've talked a lot about it. What is that first one? Honor God. Honor God. God said, put it up for me, Moriah. 1 Samuel 2:30. They that honor me, I will honor. They that honor me, I will honor. He didn't say those that are called pastors, those that are called bishops, those that are called priests, those that are called prophets. No. They that honor me. If you honor God, my friends, God will honor you. This privilege of double honor, this privilege of double portion of his prosperity is available to those who honor God. Look at that scripture right there, 1 Samuel 2, 2:30. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, he says, I promised that your branch of the tribe of Levi will always be my priest. He said, but I have changed my mind. This is new. Can you put it up on the New King James? I think it's New King James. That New Living Translation has already skipped some words that I like in that scripture. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. He said, but now, see, that's that but. I was looking for that but. He took it, New Living took it off. But I want you to see that but. He said, but now the Lord says, far be it from me. That means I will not keep that promise to you. Why? Because they that honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Pastor K, you have this one under your belt already. You know how to honor God. I know you do. Many of you here have heard all these different messages. There was one that Pastor Moi White, I think on that same Father's Day, he had this, he broke it down. I love that message so much. He broke it down. How you honor God. How you honor God. When you honor God, you put yourself in position to be honored by God. God said, but if you don't honor me, you'll be lightly esteemed. My friend, do you know what it means for God to lightly esteem you? Honor is weight. If God honors you, that means God carries you heavy. Everything that concerns you, God carries it heavy. You know how you carry gold. There's a difference between how people treat gold and how they treat wood. If you have a bar of gold, you know how you carry it. But if you have wood, you know how you treat it. God said, if you honor me, I will carry you like gold. This privilege will be yours. But if you despise me, you will be like, that is, you will become like wood in my presence. You will become almost worthless in my presence. You may pray and I may not hear you. Hey, my friends, I don't know about you, but I pray that you will not have a God who in your day of calamity, when you need him to show up, you cry to him and he doesn't hear you. Like those prophets of Baal. God said, you might call my name and I may not respond to you. I will lightly esteem you, he said. I will lightly esteem you. So the first one is honor. The second one, I want to briefly touch on before I close. It is is one of the reasons we're celebrating you today. It's one of the reasons you have people who love you, people who care about you. Many of them have come from far and wide. And some of them are not here. There's one of them, at least one of them, who is not here today. But I'm going to be a voice for her. I'm going to speak on her behalf. In her own words, I'm going to read her own letter the prayer and the blessing that she spoke, with those prayers and those blessings are already, they are happening today. They are happening. But I want to be a voice for her. You have that second one under your belt. What is it? It's the spirit of faithfulness. The spirit of faithfulness qualifies you for God's best, whoever you are. The spirit of faithfulness qualifies you to enjoy God's honor. When you have a spirit of faithfulness, God puts you in position. God puts you in position to enjoy things that average people they can only dream about. This double portion is only available for faithful. For faithful. You remember, put that up for me, Moriah. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10. You remember this? Put that up in the King James. You remember that prophet, that arguably one of the most impactful prophets of his generation, Elijah. He was about to leave. His servant, his armor bearer. The Bible describes him as people, someone pouring water on the hands of the prophet. That means he was a servant. When it was time for Elijah to leave, Elijah said, "Ask me one thing. Ask me one thing that I may give you." And this man said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." Elijah said, "You have asked a hard thing." He said, "But if you are here, when God takes me, you will get it." That's the spirit of faithfulness. You see that scripture? It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you." And Elisha said, "I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit come upon me." Go to the next verse. And he said, Elijah the prophet said, "You have asked a very hard thing. What you are asking me is reserved for only a few people." I told you, it's a mystery. It's a mystery, but when you enter into it, you know. He said, "You have asked me for a very hard thing." He said, "But if you see me, if you see me when I'm taken away from you, it will be so unto you." Mind you, he took this man, he took him to Jericho, he took him to Jordan, he took him to here, he took him to Bethel, and that man never left him. He never left. Issues of life came. Children had to go to school, and problems of life came. Situations happened. He never left. He never left. He said, "If you see me," that man said, "I will see, I'll be faithful. I will stand right here with you. I will stand right here with you. I will see you." And what happened? When he was taken, he was right there. He saw him and he was taken. And he received the double portion of his spirit. And everybody knew. The day he received it, everybody knew. There's something on this man. Everybody knew. Something came on this man. Something came on this man. Something will come on you today. Amen. All of you, everyone under the sound of my voice, something is coming on you today. If you will take on the spirit of faithfulness, God will do something different in your life. There's a level that is reserved for you. A place of that seat of honor, that place of privilege is when you have a spirit of faithfulness, it comes upon you. Put up for me Proverbs 28:20. Look at what it says there. Proverbs 28:20. "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that is making haste, trying to do kirakita, trying to make it, trying to walk every corner, How can we? My friend, you will not make it. You will not make, you will get some things, but you will not have that place of privilege. You cannot have it. A faithful man or woman shall abound with blessings. A faithful man or woman shall abound with blessings. There are true riches that God has reserved for his people. It's only for the faithful. People with the spirit of faithfulness. That is, let me describe it to you. You are faithful to God. You are faithful to his covenant. You are faithful to his kingdom. You are faithful to his servants. And you are faithful to his purpose. 5. As a place of privilege. You are faithful to God. You are faithful to his covenant. You are faithful to his kingdom. You are faithful to his servants. You are faithful to his purpose. There's a place of privilege for you. The faithful man will abound in blessings. The faithful man will abound in blessings. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 16. Let's read that real quick and close this out. Luke chapter 16 from verse 10. Let's read a couple of verses there. Luke chapter 16 verse 10. I'm almost done. Glory to God. Thank you for your patience. I don't think I preach long, actually. I don't think I preach long. Did I preach long? Does it feel long for you people? Does it feel long for you? Ah. This is very short, though, compared to what I have in my notes. I've really cut it. I've cut everything. I just removed, I've removed all the fluff. I just gave you the significant, just the you know, it was a shoki lobe oge. I just gave you the shoki. Somebody say he gave us the shoki. Let's be thankful for the shoki. What does it mean to be faithful? The faithful shall abound in blessing. What does it mean? Faithful to God. Faithful to his covenant, faithful to his kingdom, faithful to his servant, faithful to his purpose. Let's read this last scripture and close here. That's the same faithfulness that Joseph enjoyed. Let's read this. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much. He that is unjust in the least is also unjust in that which is much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches, the anointing, the precious things of God? If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Part of what we are celebrating in your life today, Pastor Kermit, is the spirit of faithfulness. And I encourage you and I charge you to elevate in your honor, your life of honor to God, and to elevate in your spirit of faithfulness. Remember when Joseph told his brothers, he said, go and tell my father, go and tell my father's house of all my glory. Go and tell them of, the last time they saw him, he was a slave. I want to speak over somebody. The last time they saw you, you were a slave. You were less than nobody. The next time they see you, you'll be a prince. Amen. Everybody will be saying yes, sir, to you. Amen. You know why they are saying yes, sir? Not just word of mouth, not just to try to lip serve you, but they will see something about you that is different. Joseph said to them, go and tell all of my father's house the glory of God that has come upon my life. The last time they saw him, he was begging them in the pit. He was begging for his life. The next time they saw him, they saw the glory of God upon him. Well, I never knew Mama Grace. Neither Pastor Tinu nor myself ever knew Mama Grace. We didn't know her from Adam. But she was one of the people, key people, in your life, who nurtured you spiritually. First her husband, and then she herself. For many years, She was and still is a shepherd, a mother to you. One of the first people you spoke to me about, and I know Doris was the same, was Mama Grace. So everywhere you went, you carried her with you. Even though you are far away, she's still in Cameroon. But when you came to America, the land of the free, home of the brave, and you started pursuing your American dream, and God started adding. I think he added most of it. The only thing you didn't have, you don't have dog yet, right? But I think I see a dog in your future. Oh my goodness, I see a dog somewhere right there. Just don't get the dog like we did. Because that dog suffered too much. I had to return him to his owner. I didn't have money to... Even in our house, we didn't have money to eat. We were getting dog. The dog almost died. Oh, my gosh. One day, I just took the dog as we returned the dog. But you never forgot Mama Grace. We met Mama Grace because of your spirit of faithfulness. I know even today, you people regularly are a part of our upkeep. I know that. After how many years? Do you know how many people are shepherded by people and they go somewhere, you will never hear those people's names on their lips? Right. You will think these people, because they come, you know, when in your days of little, when people are shepherding you, many times you don't even have money. You don't have offering. Maybe you are a student. Maybe you are a resident. Maybe you don't have anything. And those people labored. Sleepless nights. Prayed over you. Took care of your children. Took loans to make sure your babies are kept. Are wealth. So many people, you know, when they come into their plenty, they'll be boasting. I know many of them. I've heard many of them. He said, "Pastor, God gave me a big house. I'm just thinking myself. I said to myself, but you owe. You just don't know. You owe and you will pay. One way or the other, you are going to pay. But you didn't do that. You didn't do that. Mama Grace was all the way in Cameroon. She did not have to know what you are doing. But everywhere you went, you carry Mama Grace with you. We met her. It's because of your spirit of faithfulness. I want to be a voice for her today as I close my message. Because in the letter she wrote me, she wasn't really talking about you. She was pouring out blessings because of something that happened. But I want to turn those blessings around and I want to pour them on you today. Amen. That's the way the spirit of faithfulness works. Amen. The spirit of faithfulness is an extended, recurring blessing of the kingdom that never ends. It just keeps flowing. Heaven will open over you today and you'll receive some of those blessings. This letter is dated November 26th, 2023. It's one of my, I keep things. I document things, both electronically as well as hard copy. I keep things that are precious, I keep them. You see how this is kept? Her name is on it. But the actual letter is in a Ziploc bag, so it will never be destroyed. The actual letter is protected. And it's always in one of our homes, it's always one of the documents around my headboard. She wrote this from Kumba, Southwest Region in Cameroon, November 26, 2023. Listen to this. It was a letter addressed to me, but I'm turning it over and turning it around to you today. My precious pastor, the Lord is with you. I lack words to express my gratitude for the mind-blowing gift you sent through Kermit. I am overwhelmed by your generosity. May the Lord God, in his faithfulness, committedly fulfill his word, as it is written in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, in your life and in your ministry. May he, in an increasing way, expand your borders. May he release faithful and loyal co-laborers for you. May he give you and send you destiny helpers, burden bearers, kingdom financiers, and mighty intercessors around you who will contribute to your success and to your future blessing. May he keep you and prosper you and your family. May he keep you healthy. May he keep you joyful. May you keep you in harmony and favored by God and by man. I thank you again. His blessings will make you rich, and they will never add any sorrow. Your mama in the vineyard, Grace. All of that blessing which she unleashed, as you can imagine, the reason I protected it, it wasn't for your birthday I kept it. We may be celebrating some of your children's 50th birthday. And where I am enjoying my life, wherever I am, somewhere, you may invite me to be one of the guests. I may still read that letter to you because I'll still have it. But as I prepared for this service and as I was praying over you, the Lord reminded me, take those blessings. Because the reason for those prayers that are already being answered and being fulfilled, the reason for those blessings is because of his spirit of faithfulness. So as I close today, I will invite you and your family, those who want to sing and rejoice and dance with you. But first, I want to pray. Maybe there is somebody here who needs to make a turn. You know, just one word from God can change your life. If you pay attention, sometimes people let it go by. They let it go by. They let it go by. And then one day they are desperate and they wish they had it, but it's already gone. In your day of ease, in your day when you don't need it, you don't feel like you need it, that's when you should pay attention. That's when you should respond to God. When God called Moses, Moses had no need in his life, but he responded. And because he responded, God changed his life forever. I want to pray for somebody. Would you please stand to your feet, everybody, today? Wherever you are. Wherever you are, give me a minute. I want to pray for somebody today. Maybe you heard this message, and in your heart of hearts, you can't vouch that you have this kind of intimate relationship with God. I said, God is jealous over his servants. God is jealous over his people. Hey, that's because those people have an in- intimate relationship with him. That's because those people are sold out. They are dedicated to God. They are dedicated to his purpose. They are dedicated to his covenant. They are dedicated to his kingdom. Maybe you haven't reached that point in your life yet where you have made such a commitment. The Lord is telling me, today is that day for you. He said, if you will listen, if you will hear him, and if you will not harden your heart, he said he will do something supernatural in your life. He said he will truly reveal himself to you. He said he will truly make a difference in your future. The things you have been running for, the things you have been running for, the things you have been pursuing after, that have been evading you, the things that have seemed like a dream that have not come to pass. God said, just like that, I can make it easy. If you would open your heart to me. Is there somebody today who needs to take a step towards God? Is there somebody today who needs to open their heart and say, Lord, I know I'm the one that preacher is talking about today. I don't have that relationship with you. I don't have that intimacy with you, let alone honor you, let alone be faithful to you. I don't have that, but I want it. I want it today in this service. I know I came here for a celebration for one of your servants. But when I came into this service, I heard your voice talking to me. And I know I don't want to live the same way that I came. I want to make a change. I want to make a move towards you. Maybe you are that person. Maybe you are that man, that woman. Maybe so many times you heard the voice of God like this and you just let it pass. But God can truly make a difference in your life if you do something different today. Wherever you are, quietly, if there's someone under the sound of my voice that would like to make a move towards God, I would like to say, I know my life isn't where it's supposed to be spiritually. I know I haven't done the things that God called me to do. I haven't responded when he called. I haven't yielded to his spirit. I haven't drawn close to him. I have not been faithful to him. But you want to today. Wherever you are, quietly, I just want to pray with you. Please, don't let this opportunity pass you by. You and I don't know what tomorrow brings. God is the only one who has been in tomorrow. But you can become in partnership. You can get in partnership with God today. And God can secure not only your tomorrow, he can secure your forever. He can secure your forever. If there is someone like that, quietly where you are, I want you to put your right hand on your heart. Everyone that wants to take a step towards God, towards greater intimacy with God. This is not about your spouse. This is not about your children. This is not about your co-worker. This is not about anybody else around you. This is about you. This is between you and the Lord right now. If you want to take a step towards God, put your right hand on your heart. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Anyone who wants can pray this prayer with me. This prayer is not just a prayer. It's not just a privilege of a handful. No, anybody can pray this prayer. If you want, say with me with wherever you are. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a humble heart, in the name of Jesus, I come with all my heart. I acknowledge exactly who I am before you. I am not who I want to be. I have not been how I want to be. So many times I've heard your word and I've just walked right along. But today, I want to do something different. Lord, today I want to take a step of intimacy, of closeness. I want to get in a relationship, a stronger relationship, a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge my sins before you. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Have mercy on me today. Have mercy on me today. Give me a new opportunity. Lord, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Help me experience redemption. Help me experience elevation in my walk with you. Help me experience intimacy in my relationship with you. I open my heart. Holy Spirit, I invite you. Come. Make me a new person today. Do something different in my life today. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you for your faithfulness. You alone deserve the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Lift up your hands, everybody, wherever you are. Father, I thank you for these precious people who have patiently heard your word today. All of us came together to celebrate your son, our dear pastor, Pastor Kermit. We came to celebrate what you've done in his life and family. But you met us here, and we know we will never be the same again. I pray, Father, for every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, that you elevate them. Let this be a turning point in every life. Let somebody walk out of this sanctuary today, a different man, a different woman. Like when they saw Saul after his encounter with Samuel, and the Bible said there was a different spirit in him. The Bible said there was a different heart. God had given him a new heart, and people look at him and say, is Saul also among the prophets? Let people see us after today. Let them say there's something different about us. There's something different about us. Do something remarkable in every life, in every man, in every woman. I trust you, God, for testimonies. I trust you for testimonies out of this service. Somebody is looking to you for a breakthrough. Lord, let them find that breakthrough after this service. Somebody is looking to you for an open door. Let them find that open door after this service. Father, somebody is looking to you. There is a court case. Give them your favor. Give them your mercy in the name of Jesus. Somebody is looking for a change in their diagnosis. Give them a miracle after this service in the name of Jesus. Somebody is looking for a new opportunity, a new promotion, a new increase. Let them find it after this service. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. Somebody needs to find out the way to go. Father, speak into their ears after this service. Let all confusion be a thing of the past. Let them hear your word clearly. Let them know clearly to go right or to go left or to go straight ahead in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory for your mighty presence, for your mighty move. You alone deserve it. Take it to yourself as we continue in this celebration. Bless your servant. Oh, bless your servant. Bless your servant, Kermit. Rain down heaven upon your servant, Kermit. Let his life never be the same again. Elevate him to heights where he has never been. Do it not just in his life, but also in his family and in every life that is here. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Amen.